that's hardly an attack. Well, so I can't be terribly surprised. Do you disagree that he's going to be the nominee?
I sure do.
He's a prankster.
He actually plays a lot of tricks all the time, and that he's actually laughs most of the time.
I mean, you know, I live for laughter. I mean,
let's do it, baby.
You weren't expecting just a softball interview, were you?
Of course not. This is an unusual interview.
One time I did strap him to the roof of my car, but that was like 30 years ago. Old news, bro. I have 5 sons. I know. Total sausage festival. I like pizza. Unless it's something you don't like. In which case, I also dislike pizza. Unless you like it. In which case, I love pizza. Total sausage festival.
Program to bring you a special press conference with Republican presidential candidate Mitt Romney.
Hello.
Hello, I'm Mitt Romney. And tonight I'd like to talk to the American people about recent developments that have damaged my presidential campaign and portrayed me in a negative light.
I have 5 sons.
Developments that to some make
Total
me seem unfit
festival.
To be president. I'm talking, of course, about the way my hair looks right now. It's slightly askew, and I know it looks bad. To the American people, I say I'm sorry. I burned through my last tube can of Alberto VO5 mousse the other day, and this Consort for Men hairspray ain't got the game to tame my mane. Game to tame my mane.
Receivable.
Hey, ma'am.
You see that memo
about the new spreadsheet format?
Yeah, I don't care. I'm depressed.
Well, don't worry, man. They're not taking God off the coins.
No, not that. You remember how I applied to have my mortgage modified?
Yeah.
Stupid goddamn mortgage.
Yeah, the government thing. HAMP.
Yeah, exactly. Well, they adjusted. Guess how much money I'm going to save each week? $100. Wow. Thanks a lot. What savings?
$100. Damn, that's cold.
I filled out more
paperwork than a cocker spaniel applying to be an astronaut for the CIA. I thought they'd cut my mortgage in half.
Why don't you sell your house?
Because my house is so far underwater, it should have a
bathysphere in the driveway.
Too bad you're not a bank. Obama loves throwing money at banks.
Tell me about it, man.
Wait a minute, you're a genius. Hey, I'm gonna put an ATM on my porch and make my daughter chew gum behind bulletproof glass all day. Boom, guess what? I'm a bank.
And once you're a bank, you can start moving into your neighbor's houses.
Oh, man, my neighbor Tom has the sickest home theater system. I'm gonna foreclose the fuck out of it.
Fuck Tom. Take his shit.
And he's gonna be like, wah, this is my house. my family lives here. Uh-huh. We have goldfish. And I'll be like, you got me confused with someone who's not a bank. My goldfish now, buddy.
Yeah, go Wells Fargo on his ass.
We are totally watching The Princess Bride in 9-channel surround sound with THX subwoofers and every goddamn subtitle option there is. Thanks, man. I owe you.
Yeah, well, how about letting me borrow 10 grand, huh? I want to pay off my student loans before 3056.
Man, come on. You know I can't give you a loan.
What?
You're black.
Man, that's cold.
Blah, 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 black.
Slow down, son.
I'd also like to address the controversy surrounding remarks that I made at a Republican fundraiser earlier this year. Something to the effect of me not caring about 47% of the country because they're all basically freeloaders sucking off the teat of the rich.
All right, let's do it again.
Now, I know what you're thinking. Teat of the rich? Let's leave Kate Middleton out of this. Ha 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 ha.
Have you summoned Chris Christie to be the attack dog against Newt Gingrich?
Well, I admit what I said was not elegantly stated. Perhaps I made a bit of a honey boo-boo. Ha ha ho, ha ha ho. Look, 47% of voters are never going to vote for me, and that's a fact. Basically, the only guaranteed vote I got right now is Nicki Minaj. I got that super bass, boom, 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 super bass. I wear bass shoes. They're very comfortable. Look, we've got to get back to the issues that are affecting our country. Unemployment is up, wages are down, the American people are hurting. Especially the ones that have been in a car with Amanda Bynes. Ha 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 ha. Ah. We've got to get back to the things that make this country great. Strong workforce. Powerful defense. An American Idol with only 3 judges, not 4. We already have that. I put my foot in my mouth sometimes. What can I say? I'm human. I breathe the same air you breathe. I eat the same things that you eat. I enjoy the same things that your species seem to enjoy.
And they come to cut the mix master. I see you cold, nice to be old. Why do you steal twice to threefold? He so scroll, flow and behold. Know who's the illest ever, like the greatest story told. Keep your glory, gold and glitter. For half of his niggas to take him out the pizza. The other half is rich and it don't mean shit to. Feeling a picture between both with a twist of liquor. Chasing with more beer. Tasting like super deer when he at the mic. It's like the place get like, oh yeah. It's like they know what's about to happen. Just keep your eye out like I cabin. Is he still a fly guy?
Introducing T.
Can they testify from in the spirit? And living the true God. Giving y'all nothing but the lick like two broads. Got more lyrics than the church, got ooh lords. And he hold the mic in your attention like two swords. Or you the one with two blades on it. Hey you, don't touch the mic like it's AIDS on it. It's like the end of the means. Fuck type of message that sends to the fiends. That's why he bring his own needles. They get more cheese than Doritos, Cheetos or Fritos. Slip like Freudian. Your first and last step to playing yourself like accordion.
Fellow Americans. With me, as always, is my anger translator, Luther.
Hi.
Now, like many of you, I recently saw the video of my opponent addressing his donors.
Oh, no, man. You know what? You probably wouldn't have liked the White House anyway. There's no elevators for your cars, man. They're going to have to take the stairs or whatever.
Let me make this clear. When you're president, you represent the entire country. You can't be president of half the country.
Hey, Mitt, 47% of the country called, and they said you get to be president of jack shit.
My opponent also made the unusual comment that his life would have been better off were he born Latino.
Oh, God damn it. Oh, no, why? Why did you have to be born white? Oh, the suffering. I mean, how did you survive as a rich white asshole in America?
Raise questions about the fairness of our tax code.
Nigga, did you say that half the country doesn't pay income taxes? What about you, Mitt? What about you, though? Do you pay income taxes? I mean, I don't know because, hey, the brother ain't seen nothing yet. You know what I'm saying? Can you give us a little peek? Why don't you give the nation just a little bit of a peek? You can't? No? Okay.
As for me, my focus, however, will continue to be on monitoring the unrest of the Arab world.
By the way, y'all can't riot over every shitty movie. Cowboys and Aliens was offensive to everybody, but you don't see us burning shit down over here?
In these tumultuous times, clear communication is our greatest ally.
Yeah, that and Mother Jones releasing videos of your dumb ass, man. Yeah, ball so hard, motherfuckers wanna find me.
I don't know what's up with niggas, man.
Thank you. And good night.
That shit cray.
That shit is relatively cray.
Last night a DJ saved my life from a broken heart. Last night a DJ saved my life.
hair looks right now. Slightly askew, and I know it looks bad. To the American people, I say I'm sorry. I burned through my last tube can of Alberto VO5 Mousse the other day, and this Consort for Men hairspray ain't got the game to tame my mane. A controversy surrounding remarks that I made at a Republican fundraiser earlier this year. Something to the effect of me not caring about 47% of the country because they're all basically freeloaders sucking off the teat of the rich. Now I know what you're thinking. Teat of the rich? Let's leave Kate Middleton out of this. Ha 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 ha.
WCOM FM, hey, this is Furious George just signing in and just letting everybody know the show may be offensive to some members in our listening audience. Ha ha ha! For everyone else, stick around. We're going to be playing some more practical jokes here on the radio about some of the political tards out there who are trying to take over the country. And you know what else? Whatever else we'll spin in here, some other funny stuff. If you want to hear more about Furious George show, go to furiousg.blogspot.com. Or just keep doing what you're doing now, somehow tuning in to the WCOM experience. Thanks to DJ Buck Rooster for his cool festival show and doing what he does here. Driving straight, I hope. Everyone else, if you're checking out Micropower Radio for the first time and you are interested in being a DJ, go to WCOMFM.org. That's the best way to do it. I'm going to be playing some more hip-hop here, including this stuff there in the background. The Black Fist from Flying Lotus's little mix-up. And we'll be spotlighting some more of Mitt Money's problems and the 47% controversy. Stick around, I'm furious.
Obama will go down as the worst president in history on many topics, but especially foreign policy.
Okay, thanks. Gotta go.
One more thing.
Libya is selling its oil to China. I noticed the Chinese ambassador is very safe.
Wait, hold up. What else you got?
Obama's foreign policy is a complete and total disaster. The worst president we've ever had. I keep getting great feedback on my new Trump cologne success. Exclusively available at Macy's.
Are you reciting Donald Trump tweets?
Yep. Memorized a bunch of them so I'd sound smarter. Here's another one. What did we get for fighting in Libya besides a dead ambassador? Demand their oil.
Demand their oil. Mm-hmm. How does that work?
I don't think Mr. Trump has tweeted that
Mr.
yet.
Trump? I can't believe you take that Foghorn Leghorn looking motherfucker seriously.
I'm sorry. He sells his cologne at Macy's. Can Obama say that? Don't answer. I checked. No. Turns out Obama doesn't even have his own cologne.
Here's how fucking dumb Donald Trump is. He acts like all of Libya attacked our embassy.
They did. He said so on Twitter.
What about the Libyans who died protecting our embassy?
What about them? They weren't real Libyans. Show me their birth certificates.
Donald Trump tweets are like watching someone stuff dirty diapers into a martini olive. It's amazing to see so much shit in such a small space.
Hey, will you help me make a movie about Muhammad?
No.
A nice movie, though, so people stop rioting.
Fuck no.
Dude, come on, man. It'll be low budget. Quirky. We'll shoot in Brooklyn. Mumblecore stuff.
That's some white people shit right there.
You can play people online and make up any username you want. My username is Mitt Romney. I'm sure you dudes are excited about my running mate, Mr. Shoot from Glee. I'm just joshing, ha ha ha. Now I think Paul Ryan is going to make a great president, vice president, I mean. He will make a great vice president. I, Mitt Romney, will make a great vice president, president, I mean. It's time to put an end to the Obama vice presidency, Obama presidency. It's time to put a new president in charge. President Ryan. Romney.
Ryan was invented by Romney.
I'm a super freak.
For orgies. And orgies are not too much fun if no one wants to do with you.
Super freak. Good kind of super. You can also check me out on Twitch. And it's in the new style. Men's pleated khakis from Land's End. I feel the need for pleats. Now it's time for WTF. Well, that's funky.
I miss dearly. And that's Saddam Hussein. How are you all enjoying your dinner? The chef does amazing things with panda meat. Now, I will level with all of you. Straight up, I'd like to bang that Nancy Grace.
I don't know if that's the right sound for this.
I guess I just...
I'm gonna make an adjustment.
Mitt Romney has overcome an enthusiasm gap. Now the Republican presidential candidate is struggling with what might be called an empathy gap with President Obama.
The president cares about the people of America. I care about the people of America. But he doesn't know what it takes to help the people of America, and I do. I'll get him working again with a bright and prosperous future.
That is his latest effort to control the damage from a secretly recorded video showing him being less than sympathetic about struggling Americans to a group of wealthy donors in Florida. In Miami's impoverished Liberty City, that kind of talk doesn't go down well.
I sure do.
Pretty offensive, to be honest.
Romney knows that, so he's on a kind of mea culpa tour. Here he is again on the Spanish language network, Univision.
So my campaign is about the 100% of America.
You weren't expecting.
Of course not. All right, let's do it again.
Thank you.
And that's Saddam Hussein. How are you all enjoying your dinner? The chef does amazing things with panda meat. Now, I will level with all of you. Straight up, I'd like to bang that Nancy Grace.
want to thank each of you for your support. Like I was saying earlier, there are 47% of the people who are dependent upon government. And man, I hate poor people. Let me tell you all a story about a poorie. One time my idiot chauffeur, I never learned his name, and why should I? He's not rich. He took a wrong turn, ended up in a rough part of town. I see a homeless man lying on the sidewalk. I saw an opportunity, so I had my driver pull over, took out my bladed umbrella, just like the Penguin, and murdered that homeless guy. Then I took his corpse back to one of my mini mansions, and I cooked and ate him. Let me reiterate so we're all clear. I, Mitt Romney, have literally eaten a person. In fact, I have for anyone who's not at least a millionaire. What else can I say in the privacy of your fine home? Well, Breaking Bad sure sucks, right, guys? I only ever watch it because it's on before my favorite show, Small Town Security. Also, I'm glad Chris Brown punched Rihanna, and I like that neck tattoo he got about it. I cannot get enough of that band, Train. Drops of Jupiter is my favorite track. I've got to say, I love the Oogie Loves. And Gabby Douglas, girl, fix your hair. No one's many as I've been saying all this, right? Great. Let me just rattle off a few of my favorite racial slurs then. Slope. Dago, Jaime. You know, I think the only thing funnier than a racial slur is that Daniel Tosh rape joke. This girl knows what I'm talking about. Again, thanks to all of you for coming out to this $50,000 a plate dinner / swinger orgy. And just to reiterate, I am Republican presidential candidate Mitt Romney. I hate poor people, and I am actually saying all of this stuff. Oh, also my favorite Game of Thrones character is Joffrey. All right. Hail Xenu!
Means that the brain wave activity starts matching the wave activity it is sensing. So if a person is listening to binaural beats at 10 hertz, they're supposed to have an increase in brain wave activity.
Another election. Why do we have to choose our leaders? Isn't that what we have the Supreme Court for?
If you're gonna vote, we'll need some photo ID.
But I lived here all my life.
Stopping all Americans from voting is for the protection of all Americans.
But I'm a 40-year-old white guy who didn't go to college and gets all his news from monitors at gas stations.
In you go.
Barack Obama, I don't know. I already got one wife telling me to eat healthy. Plus, he promised me death panels and Grandpa's still alive. Mitt Romney? I hear he wears magic underpants. I expect the leader of the free world to go commando. Plus, his horse totally choked at the Olympics. On the other hand, he did invent Obamacare.
Thank you for voting for Mitt Romney. You may now see his tax returns.
Wow, medical deduction for personality implant. He's got six wives, all named Ann. The government paid him taxes for 5 years. I've got to tell the press.
You are now being outsourced.
Oh, I hate being sucked into tubes.
Well, at least I got a steady job.
Telling me to go funk? Funk? To go funky? I said, no. I said, yeah.
This is all the don't come for your research. I said, that means you don't believe me what I'm doing anymore.
Romney campaign. It makes me long for the previous 48 hours, which were merely catastrophic. Folks, it all started when video surfaced of Mitt telling donors at a $50,000 plate fundraiser that 47% of all Americans are mindless moochers, unaware that one of these moochers was tending bar and had mooched an iPhone. Well, today, once again, Mitt Romney addressed the controversy in a press conference. Well, that's not fair. That was a gotcha question. And folks, now, my fellow conservatives have turned on Mitt. Everyone from Bill Kristol to Scott Brown to Linda McMahon to Susana Martinez to Peggy Noonan, who wrote in today's Wall Street Journal that, quote, it's time to admit the Romney campaign is an incompetent one. Wrong, Peggy! That time was 6 months ago. But Aune Ihe is the Aminine.
Teach the kids how to build it.
So Ixnay. And folks, Mitt is through playing defensive here because there is a new video that strikes a crushing blow to the Obama campaign, and it is everywhere from Fox News to Fox Business News.
Tonight, a new recording surfaces. This time, it's President Obama who gets caught.
The president is now dealing with his own words on tape, coming back to haunt him.
It's President Obama's turn to be haunted by an old tape.
It's interesting because both the campaigns now have these tapes, but you may not hear about the Obama tape, only if you're watching Fox News to hear about this sort of a counter response now.
In fact, only on Fox News will you hear the word counter response. CNN, I await your anti-reply. Well, folks, let's take a look at the explosive tape that has blown the lid off Obama's collectivist ideology.
The trick is figuring out how do we structure government systems that pool resources and hence facilitate some redistribution, because I actually believe in redistribution.
He dropped the R-bomb! Redistribution, which is just fancy talk for a black guy's coming for your stuff. Here's his vision for America, folks. You pay taxes into a single federal agency that pools it and redistributes it across the country to build roads and bridges, sometimes in states you don't live in. I bet Ronald Reagan is rolling over in his federally maintained grave. And folks, there's no talking this one away. Because unlike Mitt's secret video, which was made way back in May, Obama's gaffe was recorded after Labor Day, 1998.
Romney and Bain Capital made millions for themselves and then closed this steel plant.
Not long after I lost my job, my wife went in for major heart surgery. And Mitt Romney stopped by the hospital room to tell us we no longer had health insurance. As he was talking, we could see he had a really bad cold. He was coughing and sneezing and everything. And I said to him, "My wife is sick. Would you mind covering your mouth if you're going to be doing that?"
Mitt Romney didn't even have the decency to cover his mouth while sneezing.
I mean, come on. My wife just had heart surgery. Now she's going to get your cold, too?
Mm-hmm.
After Bain Capital shut down the mill, I was out of work for a year.
Mitt Romney and Bain Capital bought the textile mill where Raymond had worked for 18 years, then shut it down.
That was really hard on my family. Finally, I got a job at a piano factory at half my old salary. Then Bain bought that company and I got laid off again. Next, I worked as a trucker. But then Bain came along, bought the trucking company, and I lost that job too. I then got hired part-time at an Orange Julius until Bain acquired that franchise and shut it down. Now, not the whole company, you understand? Just that one store. At this point, I said to myself, what the hell is going on here? Finally, I got a job at a shoeshine stand under an assumed name, working just for tips. But Bain somehow found out, bought the business, and moved it to China. That's when I knew. This is not a coincidence.
Each time Raymond McCoy got a new job, Mitt Romney and Bain Capital would buy the company, apparently for the sole purpose of laying him off.
When Mitt Romney was there in the hospital room with us, he kept insisting on shaking our hands to show there's no hard feelings and all that. Then I noticed he had this cold sore.
Mitt Romney probably gave Dan's wife herpes.
I wonder, does he ever think about other people? That's just so inconsiderate.
Obama for America is responsible for the content of this advertisement.
Guess who just discovered automatic tuning? Me. My name is Mitt Romney. I am running for president of the United States. So, the future. Well, that's funky. The new Bruno Mali loafer. $425, bro.
Cheap!
And now let's take a look at some tweets on the Twitter. Sign in, username and password. And what is my password? What the hell is CAPTCHA? Hodurfa Z85 Rigulob. What kind of devil writing is this? Okay, now it's time for Romney's Rant Corner. This week's rant is on people who listen to their Discman too soft. Blast that Discman. Blast that Walkman. Crank up that LL Cool Beans.
Classic. It's such a classic scene.
Oh, don't blurt out the truth, honey.
Oh, I don't think I quite got that far.
Who let the dogs out?
You know, I hope the speaker understands that. That was humor.
Dr. Furious here, signing off. WCOM LB Chapel Hill Carrboro, LPFM, micropowered community based radio. Not bass, like the kind of shoes Rit Money wears. So if you like what you're hearing, check it out every Thursday around 10 o'clock-ish to who knows when, where we take over a little piece of the airwaves. It's part of the micropowered Furious George experience. Check out WCOMFM.org if you somehow are online and you can just tune in over there. You can learn more about the whole station and how we happen to be in this really amazing new setup here. So thanks for all the folks who made that happen. I'm going to sign off. I'll hopefully be back relatively soon. We've had some, you know, some fun new music from MIA and other new mixes. So if you like what you're hearing, check out furiousg.blogspot.com for some of the old stuff. And we'll see you next week. Until then, be furious.